From Southwark News for February the 7th, Bermondsey to keep historic boundaries, by Oliver Pugh. Parliamentary boundary changes that might have seen Bermondsey and Old Southwark split in half have been shelved after a vote in the House of Commons. Under one of the proposals, Rotherhithe would have become part of a new Deptford constituency and Bermondsey tied to Camberwell. Locals reacted angrily to the proposal, a number of whom made their own representations to the Boundary Commission. However, the Tory proposal was blocked, as expected, by their coalition partners, the Lib Dems, who joined with Labour to vote the measure down. The review would have seen the number of seats in the Commons cut from 650 to 600, and was widely interpreted as a move to give the Conservatives a better chance of winning a majority at the next election in 2015. Lib Dems opposed the boundary review as political payback for the Conservatives' decision to drop reform of the House of Lords. Bermondsey and Old Southwark MP Simon Hughes welcomed the abandonment of the boundary changes, which would have made his own re-election challenging. Mr Hughes said boundary changes did not go ahead because the Conservatives did not honour their commitment to reform the House of Lords. The great benefit to the people of Southwark is that there will not be changes which will break up historic communities into different political areas. Bermondsey has valued its independence for centuries, and it would have been very wrong for the Boundary Commission to have split our community down the middle. I am really grateful to all those who stood up for our community. Bermondsey lives on, not just on the ground, but also in Parliament.